Yesterday's arrest of six people for conspiring to sell a spot on the Republican ballot for mayor is focusing new attention on the Republican nominating process. Joining us now to discuss the alleged plot is journalist Wayne Barrett, who's been following the story. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
So who are these Republican Party leaders, and how is it that they're in a position to get bribes like this?
Well, you know, the last five elections have resulted in a candidate running on the Republican line becoming mayor. You know, Mike Bloomberg three times and Rudy Giuliani twice. So as small as the Republican Party is in New York, five elections in a row, it's shown some clout. So the importance of the county leaders, and that's what we have. We have five counties, so we have five county Republican leaders. These are shells of an organization. These are basically toll booths on the pathway to City Hall. And, yet, you know, various forms of payments are made. This is the first time we know of cash payments to county leaders, but it's certainly a tradition of New York politics that these organizations, which basically are non-operating, dysfunctional organizations, get some cash, not cash payments, but get some contributions, I mean, from candidates for mayor. So this is a new form of the arrangement that has occurred with county leaders.
You've documented that very few people vote in Republican primaries. So, you know, why is the GOP line such a hot commodity? Is it really that hard to get on the Democratic ballot in this heavily Democratic town?
Well, Malcolm Smith knew he couldn't do too well. Billy Thompson is another black candidate already running in the Democratic primary, so he was looking to do an end run. That's exactly what Mike Bloomberg did, who had been a Democrat all his life and changed. At least he changed his registration to Republican when he ran in 2001. But the problem is something that we call the Wilson-Pakula Law. It's named after Malcolm Wilson, who eventually became governor of New York. But when he was a Republican assemblyman back in 1947, he introduced a bill. This was in the day when the county leaders completely controlled the state legislature. So the Wilson-Pakula Law gives the county leaders in New York City the power to waive their rules and allow a non-Republican to run in a Republican primary. And it's the Wilson-Pakula Law that positioned Joe Savino, for example, who's named in the indictment or who was arrested yesterday. And he is the leader of the Bronx Party. If you look at the bottom of the indictment, you'll see he actually lives in Rockland County. He's actually a town attorney in a Rockland County town, Clarkstown. And here he is, the leader of this shell party in the Bronx. His father was a member of the city council, was convicted of tax evasion, of possession of a machine gun, possession of gun silencers. He was convicted eons ago, so the son is now the county leader in the Bronx of this shell organization, Joe Savino, and he's one of the people he took. He and the leader of the Queens Party, who happens to be the vice chairman, a guy named Vincent Taboni, but he really runs the Queens Party. The two of them took $40,000 in bribes, according to this indictment, and were promised and agreed to accept another $40,000 to deliver this Wilson-Pakula to Malcolm Smith.
You know, even if Senator Smith had succeeded in his alleged plot, what chance would he have as a Republican?
Zero. That's why this is a conspiracy without a point or a purpose, really. I mean, a black candidate running in a virtually all-white Republican Party. Herman Badillo, maybe one of the most prominent minority officials in the city over the last 40 years, a former congressman, a former borough president, actually changed parties and became a Republican and ran for mayor in 2001 in a Republican primary against Mike Bloomberg. And he got a total of 17,000 votes citywide. It's a very white party. Only 72,000 people voted in 2001, and that was the last mayoral primary that the Republicans had. And he would have had no chance against Joe Loda, the MPA and former deputy mayor, in a Republican primary, a black Democrat. It's a conspiracy without a point.
Well, Wayne, I wanted to ask you, you know, a number of the alleged conspirators have backed Joe Loda for mayor. What effect could this have on his candidacy?
Well, the two leading Republican candidates, Loda and Castamatidis, who is a supermarket magnate, both have their connections to this. Now, Loda was... It does not need, neither of them are Republican, both of them rather are Republicans, so neither of them need a Wilson Pakula, and so they're not as dependent on the county leaders. But Joe Savino and Dan Halloran, the city council member who was indicted, both of them very recently, within the last couple of weeks, on the same day, endorsed Joe Loda. Mm-hmm. So that's a bit of a problem for Joe Loda, but Vincent Tabone, who was also indicted, has actually worked for John Castamatidis for the last 4 years. So both of them have a problem associated, but certainly Castamatidis looks more serious as a problem than Joe Loda's.
Journalist Wayne Barrett, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.